Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr. We're broadcasting actually today from beautiful Tokelen, Washington, right here on the Pacific Ocean. And through the magic of the internet, the signal is being retransmitted through KKNW on 1150 AM in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. During the first hour, we interviewed Dr. Angel Fernandez of the Peace and Light Conference in the Dominican Republic. He's having a wonderful conference there, and it's from August 19th to the 21st. It's coming right up. If you're interested in going, I urge you to attend. His website is www.PaxLuxMNancyDI.com. And also during this last hour, I interviewed Marilyn Rosner and her wonderful IIIHS Institute in Montreal, Canada. Their website is www.IIIHS.org. That's for an entire week of some of the most incredible spiritual people in the world. That's from August 12th to the 21st. That's in Montreal, Canada. If you can go, I strongly urge you to go. It's probably one of the most amazing spiritual conferences in the world. And with that, during the second hour, I'll be interviewing Carolyn White. She's sitting next to me here, a wonderful psychic and an aura reader from Olympia, Washington, who's part of our paranormal weekend here at the Tokelen Hotel. The Tokelen Hotel was built in 1885, before I was born, and it's this beautiful wooden structure, and it's full of ghosts. And Carolyn already has been in touch with Charlie, and Charlie's here, and he'll be giving messages to all of us around, all of you around the world, and this should really be a lot of fun. They're all friendly ghosts here, and it also helps to be a beautiful sunny day here. It's a beautiful day here on the ocean, and after the program, I'm going to take a long beach walk, which would be really fun. If you'd like to come by, please come by the Tokelen Hotel. The phone number here, if you need directions, is 360-267-7006. With that, I wanted to tell everyone of some additional conferences and events, which will be coming up very soon. On August 21st, you'll be able to meet Carolyn in person at the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, Washington. The Crystal Voyage Bookstore is located on Cedar, just off of 38th, at the 38th Street exit off of Interstate 5 in Tacoma, next to the Tacoma Mall. And if you can go, I really urge you to go. Then on September 17th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., I'm sponsoring a Cosmic Awareness Fair at the Washington RV and Event Center at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, Washington. I'll be there, along with Carolyn White will be there, Teresa Carroll, Jerry White. Admission's free, and I hope you can all come. It'll be a really fun time. Then from approximately October 18th to November 5th, 2016, I'm sponsoring a U.S. West Coast tour by Michiko Hayashi of the wonderful Modal Peace Project in Tokyo. She'll start in Los Angeles and San Francisco, going all the way up to Vancouver, Canada, on the work of Dr. Modo, Messages from Water. She'll be giving presentations in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Petaluma, California, Mount Shasta, Portland, Oregon, Olympia, Tacoma, Seattle, Washington, and Vancouver, Canada. And if you can go to any one of these events, I urge you to do so. She's a wonderful speaker, and she gives some really important messages. For a list of these events, please go to our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or call me anytime on my cell here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. I'm also considering bringing a small group of people to visit Telos and Mount Shasta. This would be a purely spiritual trip, and if you're interested, please call me at my phone number, 509-750-9793, here in the United States, or you can email me to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, I'd like to bring on my friend Carolyn White to the show. Carolyn, hi. Welcome to Out of This World.
Hi. Thank you very much, Ted, and good afternoon to everybody out there listening. We're here at the beautiful Tokelen Hotel by the Pacific Ocean, and earlier you were talking about the work of Dr. Emoto and water. And I think one of the things that I always find so refreshing and so enlightening when I come out here to the ocean is the water. The water of the ocean has been with us for billions of years. And there is so much wisdom, so much energy in the water. And I love sitting in the sand on the beach and just listening to the messages of water through the ocean. So just thank you very much for inviting us out here, and we're going to have a great evening tonight with the paranormal, talking to Charlie and all the other wonderful spirits around here.
Thank you, Carolyn, so much for that introduction. For those who are not familiar with Carolyn, her email, let's see here, I wanted to make sure of her website is
www.chakracoach.
chakracoach.com. And with that, she's written 10 books on chakras and mediumship and esoteric wisdom. She's a certified Reiki master and a certified reflexologist, and I'm so happy to have her today. Now, one of the interesting spirits in this hotel is a gentleman named Charlie, and you've been in contact with him already. Could you tell us, my listeners, a little bit about Charlie here at the Tokelin Hotel, and what's his real name too?
Well, Charlie is his anglicized name. His real name that I get is like Wan Lee or Wong Lee. And he was he was Chinese, and he came over to this country to work on the railroad. And one of the things that I've gotten from him is that he actually passed from carbon monoxide poisoning. And one of the reasons that I say that is because it's been my experience that when the body ceases and the spirit is what is left, if the person's body, just before they pass, was heavily drugged or died from something like carbon monoxide poisoning, where they just went to sleep, a lot of times they don't know that they have passed.
No.
It's interesting, I've encountered this over the years, where after the person's body has ceased to breathe, if there's been a lot of, they've been on morphine or opiates, or again, like with Wan Lee, where he just went to sleep, is that they don't know that they're gone. They don't know that their physical body is no longer here.
Well, that's really amazing. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for sharing that. One of the things is, now we're here at the water, at the ocean, and I know you've been channeling other spirits as well.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other spirits that you pick up now besides our friend Wan Lee?
There's a number of Aboriginal or the First Nation people that are still around this area. And they're here more as guardians. They made the choice to be here in spirit. And one of the things that is so important to realize is with, well, what we call ghosts or spirits, that there are just another form of vibrational energy. And they have, in some cases, with the First Nation people, the Aboriginals, they made a choice to be here and help guard the land, to preserve the land. And so we have, it's interesting because you also mentioned one of my mentors, Shelley Stockwell-Nicholas, earlier. She was always wanted people to think in terms of putting the natural back in supernatural. And there's spirits around here all the time. There's spirits here. There's spirits, and they're just another energy form. They're another vibrational level. And one of the things that the First Nation people that are here, the ones that are the guardians, is that they have a very strong message for us. This is why they are in this area, is to honor the land, to honor Mother Nature, to honor the earth, and to preserve the earth, and to love the earth. Because there has been so many things that humanity has become very selfish. They have forgotten. They have ignored the signs of Mother Nature, not realizing that everything is interconnected. Everything is interconnected.
That's really incredible, and I want to thank you so much for giving that message. You know, I get a lot of questions, Carolyn, as I did in the last hour. I asked Marilyn Rosner this question too. What I'd be really interested to know, any specific advice from these beautiful Native American spirits here at the Tokelin Hotel about what we can tell the world, or what kind of messages can they give for humanity now to make this planet a better place?
That is very, very clear. The first thing is to love yourself. If you love yourself and you take care of yourself, you will realize that you are part of the cosmos. You are part of everything that is. You are just another form of vibration of this planet. And so it is very, very important. The first step is to love yourself. If you love yourself, then you will see that you are part of everything else. You are part of the water. You are part of the air. You are part of the ancient wisdom of Mother Earth. Again, with the air, think about this. The air, the oxygen that we're breathing on this planet, on this beautiful blue planet, what they're telling me, is also very ancient. That when you inhale and exhale, when you exhale, the trees, the plants, scrub that air and make it reusable. The air that we're breathing right now is the air that was people that thousands of years ago, Yeshua or Jesus, Buddha, the pharaohs, the people in Egypt, all of the people that have been here have shared this air that we are breathing today. And the same thing, they're sharing the water that we are drinking, the water that we are using. And so the people here, the guardians, the ancient guardians, are telling us, the world, that we need to love ourselves and reach out and spread that love to every aspect of Mother Nature, our air, and our water, and respect that. And there's a lack of respect.
To summarize, is the earth, these Native spirits, is the earth like a temple to be cherished, loved, and respected according to these beautiful Native American spirits?
Ah, for sure. Getting the name of Wahan Takalo, a very ancient guardian here. And this is something that, yes, the earth is a treasure. And we are privileged to be a part of this treasure.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Now, one of the other things, too, is that we're right on the ocean here. I mean, I could walk 20 feet out and we're on this beautiful Pacific beach today, a beautiful sunny day. And of course, one of the most famous people in the world who did a lot of water research was Dr. Emoto. Can you bring him in, and does he have any messages for us?
Dr. Emoto, his presence after he passed is all throughout the world, not just here in Tokelin, but he is in Japan, he is in Canada, he is in Europe, he is in Asia. And his message is so important about carrying the vibration of love and gratitude in everything that we do. He is saying that when each one of us gets up in the morning and wakes up, the first thing to say is, I love you. And the second thing to say is, I am grateful for my life. And again, he has, since his passing, his energy is everywhere where there is water, and water is throughout us, and water is throughout this beautiful blue planet.
Well, what a beautiful thing. Thank you so much for sharing that, Carolyn. And I know that you also channel Matthias as well. Could you perhaps tell me a little bit about him and maybe give some messages as well?
Well, Matthias has been my non-corporeal mentor for many, many years. And I first encountered him, I was about 12 years old. And I share this story because recently I encountered another individual that had sort of the same thing happen. I was told when I was 12 years old that by the time I was four, I wouldn't live past my 48th birthday. And I said, well, why? You know, I'm hearing this voice. I'm kind of like, well, you know, how come? And this non-corporeal mentor said, well, because if the world does not change, if the vibration does not raise, then basically there will be no more planet Earth. It will physically be destroyed. Now, this would have been in 1964. So this was after the passing of President Kennedy. And I asked, I said, well, you know, gee, I can't accept that. What can we do? And he said, well, if there's 144,000 people that are good and loving and spread that word, that live by that creed, then there will be a change in the timeline and the Earth will be physically here and we will go on and have a lot of good works to do. And I said, well, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? Be a good person? And this Matthias, who I later found out, said, yes, and you cannot tell anybody else this. You have to live that vibration. Mm-hmm. And I came back and they said, why? I'm very curious. And he said, you know, if you go tell people you better be good or else, this is a message of fear. Mm-hmm. Because you are telling people to do something out of fear. Right. And so I did not tell anyone. In fact, I told my husband of some 35 years, the year after the there was going to be, I researched this, there was an asteroid that was very close to Earth, and it passed by, and we, well, we're still here. So since that time, I've been receiving very profound messages from Matthias, who I later learned was also the 13th apostle of Yeshua, or who is Jesus.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. One of the things I like being out here is that there's a lot of positive energy, and we're getting help from a lot of Native American spirits. Of course, you bring in your friend Matthias, mm-hmm. which is really beautiful. I know also, too, that you've been talking to Mother Teresa. Would you care to bring her in as well?
Mother Teresa has been giving me messages about money and mm-hmm. charity. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that she has relayed, there's so much about money that we are, money has been said to be the root of all evil. Money was started way back by the Anunnaki, the Sumerians, and that, and it has led to about 4000 BC. It's led to a lot of problems over the year because of the material, but money is also a form of energy. And a lot of times when people want to be, what Mother Teresa's told me, that when people want to be, do good works that have gotten money in what has been presumed an ill-begotten way, that if that person gives the money for charitable works to make the world a better place, and without any condition, without any strings attached, that's a way for that person to achieve absolution, that it is a way to repay their karma. So that was one of the major messages that, and I got that through Matthias as well. So when we look at money, money is a form of energy. Also, she said, when we judge where the money comes from, that when you judge, you're either saying that something is less than or greater than, and who are we to judge? We are not the prime creator. We are not that the God source.
That's amazing. You know, that's an issue that I thought about. And my foster mother, who's a wonderful psychic, and she's on the other side now, she taught me how to get in contact with the other side, actually. She says she had interesting philosophy about that. When she saw a homeless person on the street, she would invariably give them a little money. And if she didn't have any money, she'd give them some kind words. And then one of my friends asked her, they said, well, if you're giving someone, for example, $5 and they go out and use it for drugs or alcohol, and isn't that wrong? And she said, no, because you're judging those people. Mm-hmm. And whatever they do with it, that's their business. But you've created good karma doing that. And it doesn't matter what they do with the money. Likewise, I've also wondered about so-called dirty money. Let's say you're getting money from someone who's, well, committed a crime, or they're not very nice people or whatever, but they're donating it for a charitable purpose. How would you look at that, Carolyn? Just curious.
Well, what Mother Teresa told me is, again, that it is all about the giving without any strings attached. Mm-hmm. If the money is given and said, well, if you do this for me, then I will give you the money. That is the intention. There is a very, what I call, a low octave vibration. But if you give the money, just like your stepmom gave the money without any strings attached, it's just like unconditional love. And this is what Mother Teresa was saying, is that unconditional love is giving and accepting, especially giving and accepting without any feeling, without any desire, without any kind of payback or judgment or expectations. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same with the money. If it's someone has so-called dirty money, and again, that is a judgment, that money that they've committed a crime, and as long as that money isn't taken from a bank and has to be paid back to the bank, then when it's given freely, openly, no strings, to a cause that is promoting the betterment of this earth, then you're actually, the person that's receiving that money is actually helping that person redeem their karma and giving them, again, absolution.
You know, I don't know if you saw this movie or not, Carolyn, but there was a funny movie back about, they're in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. It was Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy, and they had a commodity scam, and part of the money was stolen from organized crime. And they had a cashier's check for $1 million. Mm-hmm. And they knew, the conscience got the better part of them. And what they did, they were walking along in this on Fifth Avenue in New York City, in Manhattan. And they run across a couple of nuns who were soliciting monies for a charity. And what they did is that they took the check and gave it to the nuns. And they said, please spend it wisely, you know, with no strings attached. And then the nuns, after they get this check, they faint. And of course, the money was okay. The ghost was Whoopi Goldberg. Remember that movie?
Yes, that was the movie Ghost. Interesting, we're talking about ghosts here. That was Patrick Swayze had informed Whoopi Goldberg about this bank account that this money had been siphoned off from the mob.
Right.
And so she went in and cleaned the bank account out, and then gave the money to the church. So that's the same type of thing. So again, though, it's very difficult, and this is a challenge in this world. Like, unconditional giving, unconditional love, is to accept without any strings attached, without expecting anything, is just giving and being. And that's one of the highest forms of energy. That's one of the highest forms of vibration, is giving without any strings, and also receiving without any strings.
For those who, by the way, who are just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr. We're broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. But today we're broadcasting actually from Tolkien, Washington. This signal is being relayed to my station in Bellevue, but it's a beautiful sunny day here. And I wanted to ask, and we're interviewing Carolyn White, a wonderful Aura-Rita and psychic and a medium. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you too, Carolyn, you're talking about unconditional love. Now, I know that I've got a cat named Fluffy. He's very intelligent. Recently, he got his college degree, and I've been happy about that. And I got him his driver's license, so he drives around quite a bit. But one of the things, you know, he gives me unconditional love, except I do have to provide food for him once in a while. But that's the kind, I mean, I've been told that our furry friends, like dogs and cats and pets, are part of the circle of unconditional love around us all the time. And I'd love Matthias's and Mother Teresa's take on that.
Well, Matthias is telling me that dogs, cats, dogs especially, are actually evolving from a second density, or the second density and third density, to the fourth, which means that their hearts are open, they are loyal, they are very giving, they have feelings, they are sentient. And one of the things that people can learn from dogs is they're giving, and like you said, Ted, your cat needs feeding, but that's just part of living in this particular third dimension. You could let your cat go out and catch mice for you.
True.
Animals are very much, especially cats and dogs, because they have been around humans for so many years, are opening their hearts. Mm-hmm. And they are evolving, and we are helping them evolve by being with them. And probably one of the worst crimes that people can do is to hurt animals, to abuse the animals, to use them in a very hurtful way, dog fighting, tying them up, not feeding them. And dogs get very lonely. They need human companionship.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it is very much a circle of unconditional love, and we can learn a lot from our four-legged friends.
Now, moving on to another area, too, and this is getting really interesting. There's a friend of mine in Germany named Wolf Stoll, Storl. He's written a wonderful book called The Curious Life of Vegetables. And he's one of the only people I know in the world, Carolyn, who actually is a plant psychic. He talks to plants all mm-hmm. the time. And so what I was wondering, and it's a wonderful book, and for all of you listening out there, if you'd like to read it, I urge you to get a copy of his book. His last name is Storl. What are the plant life, how does that fit in terms of our evolution?
Fascinating you bring that up, because on our way out here earlier today, Jerry and I were discussing, if you think about it, everything is a part of the prime creator. Everything mm-hmm. is vibration. And so plants, animals, even rocks and trees all have vibration, and they have this secret life, because it's just that they're sentient life. They're vibrating at a different frequency. It's just because we don't understand their vibrational level that doesn't make it any less. It's just that a lot of people are not aware. It's just like a lot of people with ghosts and spirits that are around. They're not aware until they hear something go bump in the night, and then they react with fear. They get scared.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Fascinating. Just fascinating. Just fascinating. Now, one of since we're here, I was going to ask you, have you been able to pick up any other spirits out here today? Let's say Jack Kennedy. I talked to Jack Kennedy myself. Just curious.
You know, what Matthias is telling me is, we're so conditioned by third density or three dimensionality and our space-time that Jack Kennedy, Mother Teresa, Matthias, all of the great spirits who are now in the fifth and beyond dimensions or densities, they're always here for us because there is no time and space for them.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to tune in, it's just like tuning into vegetables. If we want to mm-hmm. tune into that vibration, we can tune into that vibration if that's what our attention is.
Right.
We're all able to tune in. And there's certain, it's interesting because like with our friend Juan Lee or Charlie here, there's certain of the people that have passed their vibration, their energy, they seem to be, stuck in a certain energy pattern,
mm-hmm.
and they've made the choice that they do not want to move on. The thing is, though, is that they can connect with people that are not physically in this area. It's just that they have chosen to kind of hang out in a certain area, and it could be energetically because this area has a lot of very small vortices here. Again, that's created by the Pacific Ocean. So really, it is. It's if you go beyond this third dimension, we can connect any one of us. Again, it's putting the natural back in supernatural. If we pay attention and we listen to the messages, and we know, we believe what we're listening to, and we train ourselves, anyone can tune in to the messages of and the thoughts that of people that are currently living on this planet and the people that have passed and their spirits in other dimensions.
Mm-hmm. I find being out here in Tokelen a very, very high energy place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a very beautiful place as well. There's lots of ocean around us. And Willapa Bay, where the Tokelen Hotel sits, is actually, they tell me, it's the cleanest estuary in the entire United States. There's no industry on there. It's just clean, very clean water. And with that, good energy comes, it's easier for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Both you, Carolyn, and myself, and Jerry, her husband, and myself, to plug into the spirit world. And that's why I'm out here today. I'm actually going to be finishing my book, Messages from the Masters, and it'll form the basis for some presentations I'll be giving both in Montreal and the Dominican Republic. I wanted to ask you about the Native American spirit. What was Wahantakilo?
Wahantakilo.
Wahantakilo.
Yeah.
Could you please ask him a little bit about his life?
He, in our terms, lived in the 1500s in this area.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually a medicine man. The tribe that was here was very peaceful. They did a lot of fishing. He knew a lot about herbs. One of the things that he's telling me that there's so many the plants that are here are very, very healing. I'm getting lichens too, or mosses that he used. And there were two or three tribes around this particular area,
mm-hmm.
and they traded things. And this was well before, just about before the time that any of the whites, the Caucasians from Europe came into this area. Although he's saying that there were Chinese from the Chinese mainland that ventured over,
mm-hmm.
and there's and I see a lot of baskets, like bark huts and things. He said that this has always been a very beautiful, beautiful area, rich with wildlife, and he says yes, that the energy here, one of the things that is so important that he feels that he needs to be here as a guardian is because the don't know if I can say this on air. Let me turn it down here. The Dirty Dwellers in the cities.
No profanity.
Okay. Oh, that's it. They've created so much noise around their life that's one of the things that is very difficult for them to tune into the spirit world, because he talked to wolf, elk, deer, and this is there. He sent us a sign. There was a deer that was
just walking
here,
by a few minutes
just
ago.
Just walking by, and he talked to all of even the bivalves, the mussels, the oysters that are here. He talked to all the spirits. He talked to Father Tree. He said, Father Trees speak. The vibration is so slow. If we would have a conversation with them, it would be like a week long to say one paragraph. He said, still and all, and that's one of the things that is so important about connecting with these areas. Because these, and I get, okay, I can't say that on air, the people that live in the cities with the cars, the pollution, the electronic noise, and also it said that people that are going down like I-5, the interstate, the highways, there is so much swearing, and every time there's swearing and people get upset, that's just very, very bad vibes, energy that comes through that is not good for our planet. So this is a very special area, and this is why that he is going to be around here as long as the Great Spirit allows him to be.
Now, one question I would love to ask him, and perhaps you could bring in other spirits as well about this, is about vibration and meat eating.
Yes. In the time, it says in my time, when we ate meat, we ate fish, we ate plants, we did it with honor, we did it with respect, we had ceremonies, we honored the spirit of the animal that gave its life for us. And he said there was a time many, 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 many eons ago where there was no eating at all. We just lived off the energy of the one or the Great Spirit. Now, again, I can't say this on air, but mankind has so disconnected themselves from that source of energy that when we as humans eat, and I don't eat meat myself, but when human beings eat meat, they are ingesting the energy, the suffering, the pain of the animals that they are consuming. It stays with them. And the thing that comes with the animal is fear. It's all part of the current society, he is saying. The powers that be, again, I can't say what he just said, but the reptilians, it's all part of getting fear into human beings, because it's that stays with them when they ingest the meat. Again, there's no honor in eating meat or flesh in this day or age the way that it is done and foisted on what he calls consumers.
That's a really important point, because I know when I lived in India years ago in New Delhi, the Hindus talk about cold foods and hot foods. Mm-hmm. Hot foods are those like beef, for example, or chickens even, where the animal was killed in a state of fear or terror. And so when the Indians believe, and I think they're right on this too, that when you ingest like a hamburger, for example, from a cow that's been killed in fear, you're getting those fear emotions into your body, the chemicals into your body to produce fear in you as well. But the Hindus have a very interesting philosophy about plant life, because with plant life, it's called cool foods, mm-hmm. where it's completely different and you can get none of that. And from what I know of talking to the people of the inner earth as well, Zora, they're adamant about anyone trying to visit them who eats meat, because you've got that negative energy around you, and they actually get repulsed by it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and one thing too, if the planet is to elevate its consciousness, to raise its vibration, I think I want to ask Matthias this, whether it's logical to assume that many of us will have to stop eating meat, or at least eat meat that has been honorably killed, if you will, or at least thanked for their sacrifice, so we could have protein.
This is exactly correct. The vibration of the planet will increase without fear. Fear is the antithesis of love. So anything that brings fear into the human body, into this third density body, is going to lower the vibration of not only the individual, but of the planet. There's so many resources that are concerned with this particular industry. And so in order to really elevate the planet, it's all about love and higher vibration. Anything that produces fear, like the mass consumption, mass slaughter of meat, is not going to work in order to raise the vibration. Same with plants. Plants that are genetically modified have a different energy signature and are not going to be giving the same type of nutrition and higher vibration to the physical body.
I have to ask you about this too. People may not realize it, but when I was growing up, the monarch butterfly was for the few that are left, a beautiful insect. And it would travel, for those here in the United States, from usually the Middle West down to Mexico, where they'd stay there for the winter, like birds, flock of birds, and then they come back again. Thanks to Monsanto Corporation, with their genetically modified corn and soybeans, the main food of the monarch butterfly in the United States, called the milkweed, has been virtually wiped out in 98-99% of the states in the Middle West. So guess what? Now that there's no food for the monarchs have also plummeted in their numbers, and they're nearly extinct now because of that.
Yes, so true. And that's the thing that I'm getting the message from our friends here in the Spiritual Guardians, that the quality, the vibration, it's all about vibration. It's all about the vibration.
Dr. Momo.
And this is what Dr. Emoto said. It is all, it's hado, it's vibration. And so the vibration of the food that we eat is so important to the planet. It's like the vibration that's in water. Do we pollute water? What are we doing with water? Are we loving it?
Right.
Are we taking care of it?
Right.
Or are we using it for all of our waste? It's just like the factory farms. There are over 250,000 gallons a day of feces and waste from large factory farms where they raise the cattle that go into water untreated. And the water does not like that. The water does not appreciate that. And again, that's the vibration. It's even with fracking. The water that goes into fracking is disrupting the vibration of this planet. And this is another thing too, that the guardians out here are telling me, the energy beings that are in the hollow earth right now are becoming very concerned, because it's changing, the fracking is changing the whole vibration of this particular planet, and not for the higher good. It's not for the benefit of all of the creatures, just like the monarch butterflies are disappearing. And the more that humankind tinkers around in a lower vibrational way and brings fear and altering the different plant life, the more that Mother Earth is suffering. So again, it's keeping that higher vibration. What can we do? And that's the message that I'm getting very strongly from the guardians that are out here.
One of the things that Dr. Emoto said was that, and has said, is that water is the lifeblood of the planet. And by fracking, you're basically destroying the lifeblood of the planet. I think it's interesting. I don't want to get too political here, but Hillary Clinton, she loves fracking, and she also loves Monsanto, too. Her chief campaign manager is the former chief lobbyist for Monsanto. But at any rate, I don't want to get off the political thing today, but it's noteworthy to know that she is in favor of Monsanto. What about big pharma and drugs? I'm very curious about that, their effect on the vibration of the planet.
Matthias has given me many messages about this. You see, plants and use in medicine are adaptogenic. And anything that is pharmaceutical is really a patent medicine. It has been changed from nature. It's a chemical. And so what happens is when people take these drugs, again, it goes out. It goes in their body through their mouth. And I can say the P word. Okay. They go to the bathroom. And it goes out into the sewage system, into the water. So all of these chemicals, these pharmaceutical chemicals, that yes, there is some that goes into the blood, but most of it is actually goes out and into the sewage system, which ultimately goes back into the water system, which goes back into Mother Earth. So that changes the vibration. I know that in the South Puget Sound, the salmon that have been caught, they found Prozac, birth control pills,
Viagra.
Right. So it is, again, that all these chemicals, especially the pharmaceuticals, so if you're taking even an aspirin, it ultimately goes through your body, and some of it is goes down the toilet into the sewage system.
About 5 years ago, there was an interesting story about the water quality in Portland, Oregon. Now, I like Portland, great town, a lot of progressive people there. But the story that came out on National Public Radio was that the water supply in Portland was laced with Prozac, Valium, birth control pills, you name it, and they couldn't get it out of the water supply. There was no known way of getting that out. And what I want to ask Matthias, what kind of effect that does have on the vibration of people?
It lowers the vibration of people because it is not a natural. It is, and in some cases, it is not by choice either, because it cannot be removed. These pharmaceuticals cannot be removed from the water system. Is that it ultimately goes back on the individuals. And this is why my friends here I'm communicating with in this particular location are saying that it is so important that we look at everything that we're doing to water. Again, it gets back to water and the vibration. Drugs bring it down. Even it doesn't matter whether it's illegal drugs or pharmaceutical drugs. It's basically the drugs lower that vibration. For a short period of time, when a person takes them, it may help them. But in the long run, it does not help their homeostasis. It doesn't help their physical body. Only plants and plant medicine, energy medicine,
natural
medicine can raise the vibration of the body. And if the body vibration is raised, then also the vibration of the planet will be raised.
The other message I'm getting from my spirit friends on the other side as well is that if the planet itself is raising its vibration, we should try to keep up with that or raise our own vibrations. But yet, if we're eating, for example, meat, cows, chickens, whatever, that have been killed in feral, that lowers our vibration. If we're taking artificial drugs from pharmaceutical companies, that will lower our vibration. Even if you drink the tap water in Portland, Oregon, even if you have water filters, you're still drinking pharmaceutical, you're taking pharmaceutical drugs. Finally, if you if you're eating genetically modified food, mm-hmm. You're lowering your vibration as well. Now, one of the things that President Obama did just last week, it was actually the same within a day of the shootings in Orlando, he signed the DARK Act, which makes it illegal for states to require companies to label GMO products. So we don't know what we're eating now. What does Matthias think of that?
Matthias says everything that we ingest or think, we need to know what's going on with our bodies. We need to be self-aware. And he also says it's important to really not be afraid, but to stand up and say, this is, I'm only going to be putting this into my body. It's just like thoughts. I'm only going to be thinking thoughts that are positive and loving. So it's so important for us to all be aware. With knowledge comes power.
Mm-hmm. For those, I just heard this on, I heard about this story. I love Matthias's take on this too. A couple weeks ago, there was a news story came out from scientists examining wine made in the United States in California. All of the wines in California have Roundup, thanks to Monsanto. What kind of effect does that have on vibration?
Well, it does change the vibration. It pollutes the wine. And again, it's all about knowing what you're consuming, making and having an informed choice, having an informed point, so that you can say, okay, I'm going to have a glass of wine and it has Roundup in it. Well, if you don't know that, then it becomes, it's almost like you have to counter it vibrationally, and you don't know what to do vibrationally. So, no, I think it's all, with knowledge comes power, and comes the informed choice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for saying that, Carolyn. The purpose of my radio show and my work and my sole purpose is to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. And we've got a couple of minutes left, and I just want to thank you so much, Carolyn, for being on the show today. I want to give you the rest of the time here in a couple of minutes, but 1 week from today, I'll be in Montreal, Canada, from the wonderful spiritual conference sponsored by Marilyn Rosner. I'll be broadcasting live from Montreal, Canada, with some really incredibly interesting people. And with that, I want to thank everyone for the wonderful support of Out of This World Radio. And Carolyn, we've got about 2.5 minutes left, and I would love some final messages from either your Native American friends or Matthias or Mother Teresa.
Actually, I've got a message from Charlie or Juan Lee here, and he says that any time that you think that there's a ghost or a spirit around, instead of approaching it in fear, approach it in positive neutrality. Give it some love. Ask it questions, because a lot of times these so-called spirits will feed off of your own negative energy. So anytime that you have an encounter and with our friend Charlie around here, or like a Native American spirits, is send them a little love, ask them questions, and be very open to what they're saying to you, because their energy too, they're all part of one, they're all part of the Great Spirit, they're all part of who we all are.
Mm. And like the song that I played last hour by Imagine by John Lennon, we are all one. We all have the spark of the Creator within us. And as the sooner we realize that, the better off we'll all be. You know, I have to tell you, Carolyn, this has been one of the most profound conversations I've ever had. And you're always interesting to talk to, but today has been particularly good. And I want to thank Matthias, Mother Teresa, our Native American beautiful people that have come in to give these messages today, and I want to thank you so much for being on my program today. This has really been
Namaste. Thank you.
Been wonderful. Just been wonderful, and I think all of us. And I know that there is a beautiful, bright future for all of us ahead of us, not only for ourselves but our children's children. But we have to make the right choices. You know, not eat, ingest genetically modified mm-hmm. foods, for example, avoid hurting and polluting the planet, treat each other with love and gratitude and respect. All of those things are really important to make this planet a better place. And with that, I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Again, I'll be on a week from today in Montreal, Canada. And after that, I'll be in the Dominican Republic at another conference. And I'll be bringing on some really incredibly interesting people. So with that, I hope you have a beautiful weekend. And I want to tell you all that Out of This World Radio is supported entirely by donations. We're nonprofits. So if you'd like to donate, please go to our website at outofthisworld1150.com. With that, I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.